This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you. I've just got one opening that's going to play all week for this broadcast this week. You're going to hear a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church. This week, we're going to be looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to be looking at the second chapter. So that's what's going to be airing this week. Hope you enjoy this program. Hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. I'm going to be spending some precious time at home with my wife here at the end of this week. So this program is going to be airing all week. Well, it's about a 45-minute sermon, and it's cut up into five parts. So now for more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. That's our website. Facebook page is WGOD Radio. And even on Twitter at WGOD Radio, these programs and Sunday sermons are uploaded on those social media sites, usually within a day that they're recorded. Speaking of Sundays, you are invited out to Island Community Church. Now, this coming week, we'll be wrapping up the book of 2 Thessalonians. We'll be looking at chapter 3 this week, Sunday morning at 10:30. You're invited. We'd love to see you out this week at Island. Now, we'll be back again here next week as we continue our study here in the book of Acts here on the radio on WGOD Radio. We've been looking at Acts. I've been taking some time here playing some Sunday sermons just because I got a lot going on in my family right now. So you're hearing some of the sermons I've been preaching at church. But rest assured, we'll be back in the book of Acts again here shortly. So enjoy this message now this week, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
What are your responses? What are your possible responses? Because God's got everyone's cell phone number. What's your response? What are your possible responses when God rings your phone? What could you possibly do? The first response you could give is send to voicemail, right? The person you're trying to reach is busy at the moment, and they will return your call when it's a little more convenient. Second thing you could do, for those with real fancy phones like iPhones and others, you can do something that's called respond by text. If you're real busy, when the person's calling you, see, just hit a button on there, respond by text. Something like, I'm at a football game right now and I'm a little too busy. I'm preoccupied with my meaningful life. I will return your call at a more convenient time. Maybe halftime. Maybe I can pencil you in a little bit later. That's the second thing you can do. Respond by text. What's the third response you could give if God calls your cell phone? The third thing you do is you block the call. You just block it. That's when you're sick and tired of this guy calling you. So you block it. Block the call. Block it. Block the call. Then what? Never calls you ever again. And you're happy now. Block the call. Block it. That's it. Ever met anyone out here in the streets today who's hit the block on their cell phone when God's calling? Look around you. They're everywhere. Block the call. Now, don't jump to any conclusions and think that you figured this person out because you haven't. Don't think it's the angry person that's blocked the call. No, no siree, Bob. The angry person's angry because God loves them. They've got agita. They've got an itch, you see, that they just can't scratch. You see, God loves them. People are angry today. Unbelievers are angry. They're angry because of the love of God. And they're convicted by their conscience. Those that have blocked and God have accommodated are those that they just don't give a rip anymore. No problem. No conviction. The pacifist, atheist, unbeliever, sinner. I don't care. I'm happy. You're happy. We're all happy. Let's all go home happy. Those are the ones that God's given up. Paul talked about those that have their consciences seared with a hot iron. Your conscience is something God's given you to convict you of sin, for you to get right with Him. It's your conscience. That's the third response, blocking the call. The fourth possible response, answer. Answer the call. When God calls you, do what He says. Meet Him at the cross where the Son of God died for your sins. Do what He says. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You go to the cross. What did the thief on the cross say? Lord, remember me today when you come into your kingdom. Go to the cross. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. Go to the cross. What does He say? As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him would have everlasting life. Respond to the call. Answer the call. Do what He says. And paradise waits you. He's done all the work. All you have to do is receive Him. And believe Him. Last week in our Bible study here in Acts, we looked at that. But Peter preaching to Cornelius' house. Acts chapter 10. It says, all the prophets bear witness that whoever believes in Him would receive remission of sins. And the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. He's done the work. All you got to do is receive Him. Okay, verse 13. Some more great truths here. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. And that just hit me this morning, just studying in my office. I wasn't going to comment on this. That's the Greek word here, energeo, where our word energy comes from. Energized, I'd say on Star Trek. Effectually works in you that believe. Look at what the power of the word does in you. The truth, this is the word of God, which effectually worketh in you that believe. It works to save you. It works to convict you. It works to restore you. It works to encourage you. It works to transform you. The word of God. We looked at it this morning over here. The word of God will not return to me void, God said. His word will always accomplish His desired purpose. Now, what I wanted to look at here in this verse is Paul recognizes his letters are divine. You see that? He knew his writings were scripture. Paul knew his letters were divine. He knew he was writing scripture. He knew that what he was writing was not what his own writing. He knew it was the word of God. This is one of the proof texts for that. Again, for this cause, okay, let me read that out of this other Bible here. It says, for this reason, we also constantly, this is verse 13, constantly thank God. that when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe. Here's a few more if you want to write these down. I think they're on the handout. 1 Corinthians 14:37. If anyone thinks to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge the things that I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. Not Paul's small talk. It's the word of God he's speaking. And he knew it. Also, Galatians 1:8. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be cursed. As we've said before, so I say it again. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be cursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Now listen to what he says, verse 11. For I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul knew he was writing the Bible. He knew it. He knew it was the word of God, not his own words. What you can take to the bank is that all of the word of God is divine and not from men. It's truly the word of God, not just Paul's letters. All of this book is inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Peter 1:20, knowing this verse, no prophecy of scripture is of private interpretation. For prophecy, that means the foretelling, the speaking of the word, never came about by the will of man. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And when you read your Psalms, keep this in mind. The last words of King David before he died, he said this. He says, the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. All of the Psalms that you read, everything that David wrote, understand. It's the Holy Spirit that wrote it. This is a special book. It's living, right? Hebrews 4:12, it's living and powerful. Quick and powerful. This book is inspired. Verse 14. For you, brethren, you became followers of the churches of God which are in Judea and in Christ Jesus. For you also have suffered the things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. Now listen to this horrendous description.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.